So Christian and Jay, and we are at USTA headquarters. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, USTA headquarters.
In where are we?
We are in Hayden Lake, which is right outside of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Okay, and I had came through here like a month ago and happened to run into you guys at the skate park, and I was not planning on coming. It says free shit on that box. Nice. I was easily distracted.
Don't put that thing in there. Somebody will take it. No. Then it goes in there.
Right? Then it's free shit. My microphone is not free shit. Anyway, I knew I was coming back by here, and I know when I sat down with Christian a month ago, like your whole story is just, I don't even know if I know everything about it, but it was just really intriguing. And also, I would say, like, as a person who wasn't raised around skateboarders that much, there was a couple here and there. Obviously, there's, like, some immediate judgments that would come to my mind. And then the older I get, the more I'm around other people, and the more that I'm around just various different people, I feel like everybody has value. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you like the things that you enjoy or the things that you use, like you were saying, how it's almost like therapy. Like it's therapy to come and ride. It's therapy for me to do photography, and one person's therapy isn't better than somebody else's, or like one person's way that they get joy isn't better than somebody else's.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give you guys an opportunity. Jay, I don't know you very well.
You're gonna know now.
Through the IG.
Yeah, all good.
But I love what you're doing, especially with the next generation, because I think a lot of times the next generation gets left out, and we all just assume, oh, you're dumb young kids and you don't know anything and you're, you know, not contributing to society, yada yada, all those things. Whereas it takes adults like you, like me. To be able to say, like, no, you have value, and I'm going to give you a space to shine in, and I'm going to be, you know, like a mentor. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to have both of you guys, but I'll shut up talking, and I just want to hear from you guys. So whoever wants to start, and just think of it as a conversation between yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Teach me about you and your lifestyle.
I'll tell you a little bit of just my perspective as a skateboarder. So I have skateboarded, I'm 48. I started skateboarding when I was 8. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
You know? And when I first started skateboarding, it wasn't a thing. You know, it wasn't like this, it wasn't a culture, it wasn't, you know, they didn't have magazines so much, they didn't have any kind of stuff going on, right? It was just this pure thing of going, like, I like to ride on the skateboard, like, ride on this thing, and it got my blood pumping a little bit. And I always stayed into it. You know what I mean? And by being able to stay into that, I've watched everything grow and progress and whatever the case is. But, you know, and you know, like, I've helped get the skate park here. Mm-hmm. You know, I was making skate videos back in the day when they actually went on fucking VHSs and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a skate team manager when I lived in Sacramento, a sponsored skateboarder there. So it's you know, I think as far as the skateboarding landscape, you know, and like what that is, I really think that it's more about, it's a lifestyle thing for me. And I think one thing with you, if we're just talking about you, one thing I love about you is I love the fact that you are, you're older than your years.
For sure.
You are. Yeah. You are, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? You really are, man. And I love that about you. I love the fact that you really kind of, you're breaking that stereotype of your generation. Mm-hmm. Because I hear it, dude. I mean, as an older guy, whatever, I hear, like, you know, your generation, that they're entitled, they're lazy, these kind of things. Like, you ain't any of that, bro. Mm-hmm. You're a hustler, bro. You know what I mean? And that's huge. And I love that. And I think that is a huge, major element that you're actually, without thinking about it, and without going, I'm going to go and inspire these guys, and doing this kind of howdy-doody-ish kind of, let's get out there and change some lives, fellas. Yeah. You know what I mean? It seems corny when you're trying to.
Yeah.
But when you're just doing it organically and just being who the fuck you are, that's where it really radiates. Well,
that's where you get, like, you build your own character that way, not even, like, realizing it, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, skateboarding is just, it's very, we could sit here for hours and talk about, like, all the things about skateboarding that brings you joy. You know what I mean? And it's like, one thing about skateboarding, it really did, like, change my life in a way. You know, if I didn't have skateboarding, I don't know where I'd be right now. And I know, like, most people do see, you know, that skateboard down the street. Oh, look, he's got something in the bag, probably a beer or something like that. Gonna cause a havoc. Well, there are some people like that. You know what I mean? There are some people like that, but most of the skateboarders nowadays, we're just trying to have fun. We're out there having fun. We're out there progressing. Not as friend group, as a team almost, because we all like, everybody feeds off their own energy. And like, as a skateboarder, you know that.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
like,
and what other activity, I mean, you know, name, if you could think about it, I'd love to hear it. What other activity can, you know, just even last Thursday, I'm hanging out with this kid, Jameson. He's 13. I'm 47 years old. We're out here dicking around on our skateboards, having a great time, and he's teaching me tricks. I'm showing him old tricks, and we're just like, that age gap didn't matter at all at that point in time, and we were peers at that point in
time. And a lot of people don't understand that with skateboarders.
They don't get it. Nobody. You know? And that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's great. If they don't get it, I'm not here to try to get you to get it.
Right.
Because, you know, quite frankly, I don't give a fuck, dude. You know what I mean? I really don't. If you don't get it, then that's on you because I get it. You know what I mean? And I understand that we're in this moment right now, and skateboarding is hard, and you have to pay attention. I mean, you were saying earlier, it's like, oh, man, you know, like, you know, the hop on a skateboard can do it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard. It's hard to skateboard. So it's very much of a realness. You can't fake it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't fake
this
that.
This is a WWE.
Yeah, you can't just like pretend and go, oh yeah, man, I'm going to pretend I'm going to drop in on this ramp. I'm going to pretend I'm going to. Like, you really have to do it. It really, really happens,
it takes,
you know?
It takes years and years and years of battling and getting back up. And just like, the crazy part is we like to throw ourselves on the pavement for fun. Like, that's what people think we're crazy.
And this, and that's a good segue into this whole deal. Like, so when I was getting, helping Rally to get the skate park here with a bunch of other guys, you know, we were having a hard time convincing the city that, you know, that we should get a good skate park.
Yeah.
Are you part of building the one that
Absolutely.
I met him at?
Yeah, yeah. I was the president of the North Idaho Skate Park Association when we were doing that. You know, I guess I still am, but we don't do anything. So. Sounds good on paper, I guess, you know, business card or something. But during that whole process, that was the thing that I would always, that was part of my pitch, you know, is going, hey, man, you know, and I even talking to the mayor and going, hey, you know what, Steve, here's the deal, man, about the skate park. You know, it's not about the skate park. Building the skate park is not about the skate park.
Right.
And he was like, what the fuck?
What
kind of riddle should that mean to see? You know, and I was like, well, what it's about the effect of the skate park.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the fact that, and I've seen it, you see it, you know, that it builds a certain kind of character that makes a resilient person, that makes somebody that understands community, that doesn't have to be, that might come from the outer fringes of, you know, of society, of culture, whatever, maybe come from a weird background, maybe come from something less than perfect, whatever the case is. And those guys usually gravitate to skateboarding. And when they do, they find that culture.
Yeah.
And they find the fact that that community matters. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be this, again, this cheesy howdy-doody, it's like, hey, community members, you know, this kind of shit. Like, it could be real.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think what I do here, I think, it's very real.
Very, very real.
You
Especially
know?
When this ramp went up, it's like, wow.
It's
know?
Real.
I mean, it's
you
super
know?
Real.
Like, it's not fake. I don't have an ulterior motive. I, you know, I've, and if I'm being frank too, that I've seen, I've seen churches and religion use skateboarding as a catalyst to try to get young kids on board, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, I've seen that multiple times.
It's lame.
I've seen it.
It's an ulterior motive, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're going to pretend that you're this and that and this and that, but at the end of the day, what are you trying to do, man? You're trying to paint at me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to believe in your thing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't do that with what I do. I
Instead
do it because I love skating.
Where you are, letting you be who you are. Yeah.
I love skating, and that's all it is. Like, hey, man, you want to come, you want to skate, but the deal is, if you come here, you skate.
Right, exactly.
Come here and hang out.
Yeah.
You know, there was a couple guys that have come and hang out, and they don't come anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't come and just hang out. You come here to skate.
Yeah, and it's,
this is very much of a gym, you know, mentality.
This is our playground in here.
That's it.
And I've invited people over here too. So it's like, but some people do get intimidated by it. I mean, it is a 6-foot ramp, which I get that, but it's, you gotta know what you're going towards before you show up to it. You know what I mean? I said a 6-foot ramp, it's pretty big when you see it. You know, if you're not good at transition, like, you, everybody starts somewhere, and I like the people that come here and just, like, try it out, but if it ain't for them, it ain't for them, yeah, you know?
Totally.
So I'm like, that, I get that. I really get that.
I love the fact of, like, when a kid will be here or something, be all, well, you're going to skip that ramp, aren't you?
Yeah, he's like,
and they're like, well, yeah.
The music's playing.
Oh,
like, yeah, I'm going to skip the ramp. Says, all right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it going.
And, you know, a lot of people...
Then they'll just do a couple kicks. That's all they got to do is a couple kicks. They're totally good. You know what I mean? And I'm, you know, it's just to really to motivate them. So when they leave, they can have a little bit of that going, I did. I broke through. There's a breakthrough moment that happened for them.
Yeah.
Which is huge. Which really skateboarding is about breakthrough moments.
Every time you step on the board, it's like, dude, you're progressing. You're progressing. This is the craziest thing about skateboarding to me. If I didn't have it, I don't know what I'd be doing with myself. I'd probably, like, I'd literally be a different person. I wouldn't have the friends that I have. And the thing about it is, it's like, when I'm...
Girl?
Yeah, like my girlfriend. I got her
from... Who is here too.
Yeah,
who
is here too. We can slide down here, get in on this. Come on, man. There you go.
She did that with her.
She's in the seat. Perfect seat.
Should have had that on video.
I love it.
But anyways, like, I've met so many people through skateboarding, and actually, like, quite frankly, all my friends right now are from skateboarding. You know what I mean? It's crazy to think about. And, like, when I'm mad, when I'm having a shitty day at work, someone pissed me off, whatever, something like that, like, I'm just not doing good. I pick up my skateboard, I forget about everything. And that has, you know what, the craziest thing is like, the skateboard will never, I mean, it will hurt you, but it's never going to backstab you. The skateboard will always bring you happiness.
Yeah.
And the skateboard
the key to
will
happiness.
Always be there.
The key to happiness.
The key
I
to
got
happiness.
The paint
train. Right there. Look at that.
There it is, the key
and there
to
it
happiness.
Is. I see it now. I saw it through the lens earlier. I didn't realize what it was.
I just really encourage, like, every person to just at least try it once. Like, my first skateboard was a SpongeBob Walmart skateboard.
Sick.
And I didn't even know how to ride off the curb, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what pissed me off. And I went and got another skateboard. And then it all started from there. And then every single person that I've met throughout my life that are my friends is because of that piece of plywood and four fucking wheels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
actually very special, dude. It's a very special thing that I think that a lot of people, if you're not inside that bubble, that, you know, they might not understand that.
Right.
But it is.
Yeah.
It's a very special thing, dude. I mean, I'll tell you what. Again, as a, you know, a guy in their 40s, to tell my peers, my guy, you know, my friends that are in their 40s that earned a skateboard, to tell them that, hey, man, I have a skateboard team, ain't nearly as cool as you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy was all, oh, that's cute, you got a little skateboard table. I'm like, yeah, it's just some shit I met you, man, like, whatever,
yeah.
Dude. You know?
And, like, if you don't skate, people are just like, oh,
why would you
okay,
do that?
Like, why
are
you
out there
yourself?
Doing that, you know?
And it's like, I don't know, I've met the realest people ever in my life from skateboarding, and it's just, I'll never stop skateboarding, and, like, unless my foot gets chopped off or something like that, I'll be pushing.
But you'll still be going.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a guy that's doing, that's an amputee who skates here?
Yeah,
Marty.
Okay.
That's
Marty.
So you
got
to think of something bigger than that.
That's
exactly.
My right-hand man, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's literally skating
awesome,
on his knees.
Because you had a rope or something in here.
Right.
Yeah.
The chain. Yeah. I stopped you.
No, he's very adaptive skater. Marty's cool as hell. I like that
he's
guy.
He's doing it, man. And he's a great example of resiliency.
Yeah.
And the true love that comes, that skateboarding brings you.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you started with SpongeBob, but, like, did you ask for a skateboard? Did you see
it? No, it was my sister's
skateboard. Were you like...
It was my sister's, like, skateboard from Walmart. It was, like, what, back then, like, $20 for it or whatever? It was Christmas gifts. I went out there on it, and I was like, all right.
Yo, this is my shit now.
Yeah, and then I ended up breaking it, so I had to buy her one and me one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I'm going to get one, too. And then, like, after that...
responsibility right from the get-go.
And then my grandma was so upset that I picked up skateboarding for the first time.
Tell the story of you going to the skate parks and then your grandma coming home, or you told me a story about something about you going sneaking out to go to the skate park.
Oh yeah, dude.
Your grandma, yeah, tell that story. That's good.
So anyways, my grandma, like, rest in peace to my grandma. She's like my mother, you know, my everything all in one. Raised 6 kids by herself.
Amazing.
Amazing woman, very talented.
Love it.
Anyways, like, I picked up skateboarding, and she did not like it at first. She was like, I don't want you playing your games or being on your skateboard. You need to get out in the real world. She's like, you need to. She's like, you're going to college. You're going to do all this stuff. And it's like, it's not that skateboarding takes you away from college or anything like that. Because you can, like, I'm an electrician. I'm still going to school but as I skateboard, you know what I mean? And that's hard, but you still do it. But anyways, like, one night, me and my buddies, we were getting a little better, you know, it was about a year into skateboarding. And I still haven't dropped in yet because my grandma wouldn't let me go to the park. And I'm talking, like, it's all the way from, like, if you would look at it, it's like Hayden to Coeur d'Alene Skate Park. Like, where we're at now, the Coeur d'Alene Skate Park. This is where how far I went to just drop in, dude.
Just go.
And then like the skateboard was so loud on the ground, I'm running, so I'm like, you know, I'm a juvenile, I don't want to get caught for truancy or whatever. Or is it truancy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, truancy.
Is this in when where in Oregon?
Yeah, in Oregon. So like what we're not riding Sweet Home Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not riding our boards, we're just running all the way down there, you know. And we finally get to the skate park, it's all dark, and I'm like sitting there, I'm all shaking, you know, because I'm like first drop in and I finally do it, dude, and I'm like freaking out, like all happy, not even realizing it's 4 a.m. I'm at the skate park, loud as fuck, because it's metal ramps.
Yeah.
And I had 3 other guys there with me. And they were all learning shit. And then, like, this cop pulls up, and he's all, like, shining his light. I hide under the little ramp, and he's like, I see you. He's like, come out here. I'm like, all right, whatever. And we walk up to the car. My buddies are trying to run away. And he's like, well, you can't go anywhere, so, like, you better come over here. We all hop in the cop car. And then I go back to my grandma's house. Knocks on the door. Dude, I've never been terrified more in my life.
Yeah.
There was silence. She didn't even fucking say a word.
It's just disappointing.
She opened the door, and she's just like, he's like, hey, I found your son at 4:30 a.m. down at the skate park. And I brought him back to you. And she's just getting out.
You weren't drunk.
I wasn't drunk. I wasn't high. I was literally just wanting to skateboard. Dude, yeah. That was it. And, like, I tried to, like, tell her. I was like, Grandma, I'm sorry. Like, I just wanted to drop in. You don't let me go to the park. And then I got grounded for a month. And I had to go to work with her and help her do dishes and shit like that.
What did she do for work?
She was a waitress.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went back there and did dish pit for, like, a month for free, which, okay.
Was it worth it, though?
It was worth it, because you know what? After I was ungrounded, she told me I could start going to the park by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
At decent hours of
the
day.
Because she's seen you liked it, right?
Yeah, she's seen that it was something that I liked to do, and then ever since then, I built a box outside my house, you know, and I'm like, learning how to 50-50. This is like 2 years into skateboarding, and then one day she gets off work, but instead of going on the back porch to drink her beer and smoke a cigarette, she filmed me doing skateboard tricks while she was drinking a cigarette, smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer. And, like, that's usually she'd go back in the backyard and always be secluded. Like, she's off work, wants peace and quiet. Yeah, I get it. You know, skateboards are fucking loud. Yeah. But she actually filmed me the first time, and then she actually, like, she just loved it after that. She's like, this is something you want to do. She's like, pursue it. And then just to be where I'm at today is just kind of, like, very, very emotional, you know. It's like, and I, like, one of my buddies passed away, and, like, his name was Jordan Thine. He was, like, one of my main homies that got us all, and, like, he didn't get us into skateboarding in a way, but we all skated up together, you know. Like, we all got our boards.
It's part of your
It was
your
part
crew.
Of the clan, you know, yeah. One of my main brothers, and he just recently passed away, and that,
this
you know.
Is the tattoo?
Yeah, I got a tattoo of him.
Let's get a picture of this tattoo.
Right here. That's the... Get in there! Hold on! But, yeah, I had this guy, Enzo, in town, actually.
Oh, Enzo's my boy, dude. He did this.
Yeah, Enzo's good.
Oh, man, I used to hang out with Enzo all the time.
Enzo's super good, but I just kind of told him the idea, and I showed him the picture of the Baja that my buddy built from, like, the
I didn't know that was Enzo, man. He's like, yeah, literally, I spent a ton of time hanging out with him.
Oh, yeah, Enzo's sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Super, super sick guy.
Another thing that just sucks about skateboarding is the stigma behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Just like,
all the time.
A lot of skaters are just like trashy dropouts. They just want to do drugs. And
There are some.
You know, throw their lives away. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you really are a skateboarder and you are skating with people that you want to be around and like truly love, it's not that at all.
Well, and I think that, you know, I think you're right. And I also think where skateboarding is going now, it's very omnidirectional.
Yeah.
You know, it's going every which way. I mean, there's, you know, there's a ton of, you know, female, like, skateboarding
is
super legit right now. I mean, like, amazing, you know.
There's,
you know, there's the transgender thing that's happening, the huge transgender thing going on. I mean, there is, like, the Olympic skateboarding,
dude,
all that. I mean, it's going every which way. There's like this whole old dude movement, like 40 plus skateboarders. There's like just a heap of them that are into it. So it is very much becoming something way bigger than we can even fathom.
Yeah, I think people are starting to realize that more. I mean, especially now that it's in the Olympics again, and there's more people just picking it up.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times throughout high school.
It's a choose your own adventure. Sorry to push off, but that's the way I always kind of
point it like that. You know, I go, skateboarding is a choose your own adventure thing. Mm-hmm. You could come out and be like about the tricks, or you could be about the feeling, or whatever you want it to be. And that is a beautiful thing. That's very much artistry.
There
it
is.
You can make it whatever you want it to be.
Well, it's also a whole, there's a fashion sense that goes along with it.
Oh, that's recently. That's recently just came in. And now people are making mad money off skateboarding, which never was a really, really hard thing to do back in the day.
Yeah.
It really was.
It's still pretty hard.
It's, yeah, still pretty hard.
Still pretty hard.
You're going to pump yourself.
I feel like I'm doing some cool shit. Maybe not cool enough.
But it's kind of like a combination of a whole bunch of things together, because you have almost like the graffiti style, or the artwork on boards, or artwork in clothing. And it's not just the skating, it's functional, but then also that comes with a lot of colorful and stuff along with it, and music too.
Yeah, and then this is the best part about, like, so you know, this is the coolest thing about skateboarder. I'm gonna throw out some.
I'm gonna drop some knowledge real quick
from what I've
this
done.
Is my con.
So my favorite part, and I know every single, I used to hate brand new boards, and now that I've gotten better, I love brand new boards. And like setting up your board is like painting a picture, because you get to see it all the time until that board goes on to the next. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you put stickers on there, you put like your logo, or like, you know, you still on there, and then you got like, I'm sponsored by a hardware company now. Shout out Pushing THC, Will Crandall. He's the homie. But anyways, put that sticker on there, and then like just any other things that you like, you know, and then you like every time you pick a board out, or like you get a used to board, like I don't really look at the boards that I get because they're used to boards, and I like all the graphics that he's got. Yeah. But if I go buy,
you're just saying.
No, I'm serious. If I go buy another board though, if I go buy another board, I have to, it takes me like an hour to buy a fucking board. I swear to God, because like I have to, it's gotta be the right shape. It's got to be the right size.
Yeah.
It can't have some weird fucking weird wonky concave that I'm not used to. Like,
yeah, you're tripping.
And then you got to find the right grip tape. And that is like, it all comes down to one thing, and how you perform your tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And it all gets specialized once you get good.
And that whole take that you described, that's you. And that's where the personal thing goes.
Yeah.
Like, I know some guys, like for me, I'll throw a board together and I'll go, yeah, fuck it, work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't really give it a lot of thought.
Right.
I kind of just throw it together, and whatever the case is. I've had literally thousands of boards.
Exactly.
Some guys will just ride whatever, you know? So it's very, you know, some guys will spend hours and they're tripping on the concave. And, you know, I've had dudes message me over and over again, what's the wheelbase? And, well, I'm looking for, do you have anything that's a 5/8 wheelbase? And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. Like, this
Everybody's-
is a lot of questions for a maybe buy it thing, but you know, you're tripping on it, and that's value to you, so I get it. But you know, so that again, it's like that, even that little thing is a choose your own adventure situation.
Exactly.
And very much a personal
thing.
And
it's about experience too. You
know
what I mean? If you're a newcomer, you don't know what you're gonna get. It's kinda like working on, you know, a car, or like building a house. You don't know what you're getting yourself into unless you've done it for years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why everything comes to like why skateboarding's in the Olympics is because people are like perfecting this shit
to a T,
to more than just a fucking T nowadays. It's like,
and then they're trying
and
new
skateboarding
stuff.
Like, and skateboarding is so hard, and I see these videos of people doing shit, and I'm like, how I'm like, just the thought process being like behind being a skateboarder, how the fuck they would even think of doing that, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Like jump over,
and that's why there's professional skateboarders, and that's why professional skateboarders are usually like not broke. They're making 100+ thousand a year because they're that good. And
add to that though, you know what I mean? I think that there is a cream of the crop guys.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
Make that.
For sure. Yeah.
But there is a huge amount of guys that are pro skateboarders that are actually working regular jobs.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
You know what I mean? So it's not something that where you can actually you know, really create a career from it.
Yeah, you gotta really
shine
though as a young age to get.
You gotta shine as a young age, and you gotta do all the right things. There's so many things that come into play with it, and nowadays, like some of these bigger, you know, bigger skaters and stuff, like they'll have weird sponsors. Like Nigel's like sponsored by like Pan Am fucking airline.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's got like, you know, like a credit card sponsor. Like, that's the stuff that's paying his bills.
Right.
But he's got a board sponsor. Sure, man, I got a board sponsor, but how many boards am I selling? You know what I mean? you know, the markup on it isn't that big, you know, and whatever the case is, but the credit card company, they can afford it. Like,
right.
There you go, man, whatever you want, credit card company, when you do a photo shoot, we're doing some shit, like whatever you want, you know?
Right.
So that's where they're creating revenue there.
Right, right.
But don't, you know, I think that, you know, I mean, because I'm doing this industry stuff, dude, and I see what's happening. I do the research, and I've been in this for a while, and majority, at least 85%+ of skateboarders that are professional skateboarders are not making the money that you would
think. Yeah, that's true.
You're going to make better money as an entry-level electrician than
being
a skateboarder. But with that, you have a pro model, and you have this stuff, and you have this prestige, you have image, and you have reputation. And that's, you know, that's really what they're getting.
Well, you know Eli from Sacramento?
Yeah.
That dude fucking insane, and you know he's working a regular job.
He works at Low Card.
Yeah, and he's like, and that dude kills it. Like, I don't know why he's not just skyrocketed.
Because the thing is, it's very much about connecting into the right ecosystem with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the right people.
Yeah.
It's about
being
in
the right place at the right time.
Right place at the right time, and who you know. You know, I'm a big believer in the whole idea of, and I just will live my life by this because it's worked for me tons of time, that preparation meeting opportunity. When those two things collide, that's what luck is.
Yeah.
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 That's what luck is. It is.
And a whole social media aspect as well. Just like,
you didn't know I had $100,000 to sponsor you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Totally don't. But somebody might.
If you're out there, you're looking for that. To let you know, I'll send you my email later. I'll be representing Christian. I'm backing you up. I'll be your personal hype man.
Right?
I'll drive you to the spots my new truck. Like, whatever you want, bro. You know, we get it going.
Skate bus out,
man. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, we got you. We're just looking for that sponsor.
All the things. The one cool thing, outside of money, though, too, or, well, not outside of money, but the cool thing that I can see from a distance of not being in the community like you guys are, but it's very inclusive. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be, like I know people in the surfing world, and it's very expensive to get into surfing.
Okay.
I know people in mountain biking. You know, you have to buy a $500-plus mountain bike or,
yeah,
you know, basketball or shoes or whatever, which I'm sure any type of sport and hobby can get fairly expensive if you want it to be.
Right.
But it seems like you can start off fairly simple. You don't have to be rich to be able to get into skateboarding.
No, not at all. It is probably the cheapest, like, outside of scooting and biking and all that. Like, scooters should never exist, by the way. Anyways.
Are you not a...
Not big fans.
No. So, are they... Okay, I'm only going to reference surfing one more time.
We don't really want to get into it. We want to keep it on the positive.
Yeah, but are they... So, like surf... I was, in my mind, I imagine that scooters are like what boogie boards are to surfers. They're like the speed...
In a way, yeah. Like, they kind of cruise... You know what scooter guys are? They're like, you know, skateboarders.
Yeah.
You know when you see a mouse in the crowd, like, in the room, you're like, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you in my house? Like,
is there a scooter park?
Like, no, there is no scooter park.
Because there's no older scooterers that are rallying for a scooter park.
No, there's not.
Because
and,
it's very much of a youth, you know, I mean, that's a kid thing.
Right.
You know, where skateboarding become, you know, you still do it when you get older if you're into it.
It
becomes this cultural thing.
A lot
you know?
Of parents think the skate park is just a park.
I
want to know how you guys do. You have any rules of engagement in, or I don't know you would call it, but
if someone's like messing up at the park or something like that.
No, just like it's super impressive that nobody just runs into each other. To me, like I've gone to on this last trip. So I was traveling with a guy who's a skateboarder. So I've been to many skate parks in the last couple months, which has been very eye-opening to me, and I'm like, holy crap. But it's like, phew, phew, phew. Like, this one, and then all of a sudden, this person over here is like eyeballing the person over there, like, you going?
Yeah.
And there's like some sort of nonverbal communication that you guys are all whipping around each other like a figure-eight race, but aren't running into each other.
Well, it's kind of weird because a lot of the older skaters, it's kind of like a respect thing in a way.
It is.
The older skaters usually already know where the other guy's gonna go.
Yeah.
Because they can see them practicing the trick they want to do.
Yeah, the locals definitely know exactly
what
you're
doing. you know, you can see what that guy's doing and that guy can see what you're doing, which comes to the play with the part with the scooter kids because they don't know at all.
They don't know anything.
Because they're just, you know, playing there to play, but the older guys are playing there to, you know, get.
And it's like, I'm going at least 20 miles an hour in that park.
Probably one of the faster skateboarders in the park.
And I've run into kids so many times, but I remember this one time I was cruising, you know, I was coming around the little circle around the park, hit a couple ramps. So I was going pretty fast, you know, like to the people out there that don't understand skateboarding. And like this little girl came in front of me, and like thank God I was coming over the top of another ramp, like we call it the Dorito at the skate park. And I grabbed her and did a front flip because I was going too fast, and like she was gonna get hurt. And I front flipped with her in my arms and like landed, and I like picked her up and I was like, "You okay?" And she's like, started crying.
But yeah, I would start crying, man.
I literally did a front flip with that girl in my hand. Like, and all the people there, like,
standing ovation.
Yeah, and there was like,
it was so good.
And there's some days where it's hectic. Like, I've probably had at the CDA skate park, like, nowadays it's a lot cleaner, it's all that, you know, it's nicer, and a lot more kids are coming, which is like, because at the old skate park, like, people would not let their parents go down there. That's kind of like,
it's a little grittier. A
little grittier, you know. But now, like nowadays, it's just like, it looks like a plaza, and it looks beautiful to go there and stuff, and all these kids are coming. But it's like, we try to tell the parents, we try to like warn them, like, hey, if your kid gets hurt here, like, you have to understand that this isn't our fault.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they're doing, and I'm going Mach fucking 10, and your kid gets in my way, like, you brought him here, you have to know. Like, put a helmet on him or take him somewhere, but, like, teach him how to do things before he comes back.
Right.
Because, like, straight beginners, I can tell you, why do you think I went to the fucking skate park and dropped in at night? Not just because I couldn't go there, just because I was embarrassed to fucking skate in front of all the good skaters there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I did that. Everyone's got to suffer that little part until you get the hang of it, then go. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to go into an NBA game not knowing how to play basketball. You know? It's kind of like that.
You got to do your practice, you know what I mean? I think that's one of the cool things about this place, too. I mean, that was one of the main things of building this ramp, is having this private, contained environment, you know what I mean? Like, that was important for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be down there, like, you know, dodging kids and shit. I like to skate.
You don't want me to bust out my scooter? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Why do you gotta skate?
I'll bust out my...
Get out of here!
You were cool.
Yeah. You gotta see it's like hooked up on the back of your bus. What the fuck is this?
No, it is funny because one of the kids that we were traveling with had a scooter, but he never really dropped in. He would ride the perimeter around. That's but true. You'd see kids, like, there's a couple of them that are pretty baller. They can do some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And, like,
there's a couple of them.
But it does, I could see where it would be almost like a, because you think of it as it's a park.
Yeah.
Or not. But parents would be like, oh, yeah, just go to the park. It's like playing on a swing. No, it's not like on a swing. It's concrete.
And that swing hits hard when it hits you. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
So do you want to talk a little bit? How'd you get into skating?
So I'm actually, my older brother is on the team as well. He's been skating for about 7 years now.
Shout out Kyler Myers.
Shout out Kyler Myers.
Squeege.
He's actually... a big inspiration to, like, me getting into skateboarding, I guess.
He's good. Really good.
He's really good. He has a funky style, too. Can't really explain.
Kind of surferish.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Surferish.
Like,
he's
a skater style.
He's a big,
trendy
guy. But,
yeah, he's good.
Recently, I got into skateboarding about a year ago because I just, you know.
You've only been skating a year?
Yeah.
You're crushing it.
But, I don't know, it's just something that's always, like, been there because of my brother, so I've always, like, watched him skate and, like, do things. I would go to the old park with him and just, like, hang out with him and his friends, my friend Grace, like, we would go there all the time. And then recently, last year, I was just like, you know, why not? Like, I know how to ride a board, not very well, but it's, like, something to do and, like, something to, like, get into.
Do you do these drop-ins, too?
Yeah, I just gotta tell you, though, man, I'm, like, so impressed with just the fact that the first time you came here, you were, like, fucking do this.
Yeah, dude.
Like, not like, intimidated. Like, you just got it on, pads on, just dropped in, just got it. You know what I mean? And I love that. Like, to me, that's just so, that courage and that just going for it like that is just That's what it takes to do this.
Well, you know? It's also super different as being like a female skateboarder because, yeah, as a lot of people know, they're super rare nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's also cool now because now that I'm going to like the Coeur d'Alene skate park, I do see a lot more female skaters and like they're coming out there and like the guys aren't mean to you as like a lot of females will think because I talk to females and they're like, oh, I'd love to get into skateboarding, but I'm scared because of, like...
Yeah, I hear that all the time,
There's guys...
It's more inclusive.
They're intimidating, you know? They're doing big old tricks, and you, like, don't want to get in the way. And when I first started out skating at the Coeur d'Alene skate park, I would only skate the bowl just for that stigma because I didn't want to go to the other side of the park because, you know, it's scary, you know?
Sure.
You don't want to get in the way. But then you start talking to people, and everyone's, like, super supportive. They're like, hey, you're a girl. We don't see you that much. Like, skate wherever you want because, like... It's cool just to see girls skateboarding and, like, it's cool just to get out there, I guess. Mm.
I read this article recently. It was pretty interesting. It was talking about how skateboard culture that is, as far as American culture as a whole, if it could be more like skateboard culture, how much better it would be.
Dude.
Yeah.
Because it's so, you know, like with... The, you know, racial tensions that are happening, the, you know, the sexism and the, you know, the political, you know, division and all this stuff that's happening, all this gnarly shit that's happening, that's just dividing, that skateboarding has become so all-inclusive. And we've been like that for a while, you know.
What you were talking about earlier with you hanging out with Jameson, the 13-year-old, it's like you never think about anyone's background or how old they are, what color they are, or if they like girls or boys. Like, you're there for one thing, and that's just to have fun and skate with friends and, like, share the love.
And I think what's really great about that and why that happens is because skateboarding is real.
Yeah.
It's real.
You know, it's physical.
Know?
You can touch it, you can see it, you can hear it.
You
can
get hurt by it, and that's
it.
And you see people's, like, the rawness. You see the rawness of somebody's personality when they get broke off. You know, I mean, I've done it. I've
what
seen
that
it happen.
When
they get broke off,
when they get hurt.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're, you know, oh man, you scraped up your elbow, and you're going, oh man, you know how you're handling that.
Right.
It's very raw.
Oh, yeah.
So you see that rawness of that person.
Right.
You'll see
people.
I've seen people slam and get back up immediately. And try to.
A couple weeks ago, I hyperextended my elbow. And that was like the first really bad injury I got
back
from skateboarding.
Like
It was all bruised right there.
It was really bad.
Oh man.
And do you feel it's pretty like a community that cares? Like they're like, whoa, are you
all
right?
Especially
because
when you see someone hit a slam, you're like,
everyone's
like, you good?
Yeah.
Like, you okay?
Like if it's gnarly, people will run out. Like when she did her thing, everyone was screaming my name, and I'm like, what? And I went over there, I was like, oh shit. Like went over there.
Yeah.
But did you get right back in?
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe not that day.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Still came
yeah,
back.
I still came back.
Oh, yeah.
I started skating again, of course. Because it's just like, it's almost addicting. Because once you start learning tricks and you're like, you look at videos of yourself like a couple months ago, you're like, I didn't even know I was progressing this much until I'm watching this video.
Yeah.
Which is like super cool because you don't see it when it's happening until you like look back.
Yeah,
it's a slow progression. I think is really reflective of life in general.
Yeah.
You know, and I think as a young person, that time seems to go by slow. And the older you get, it goes by
really
faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, right? I mean, it
totally
happens like that. So to be able to have some understanding of, like, little bits do make the whole.
Yeah.
Little things make a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
To understand that principle is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, anything that's worthwhile, you work for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it happens. You don't just go, hey, man, cool, I got a bitchin' house, and I got a cool thing, and I got, you know, all this stuff just happens for you.
Yeah.
And if it does, you don't appreciate it. I've seen that kind of shit happen. But if these little things make the whole. All of a sudden, you put a penny in the bank every day, all of a sudden, you got a bunch of money.
Yeah,
you know, and skateboarding is very much like that.
Yeah, it was like a quote that was like, you run a mile every day, and at the end of the year, you run 365 miles.
Yeah,
you build up. And, like, a lot of people don't take into, like, consideration of, like, small progression can make such a huge difference in your life.
Absolutely.
And people get such satisfaction with, like, you know, that instant satisfaction instead of, like, longer gratification with, like...
Yeah.
I guess in a social media like aspect, like, you know, you get gratification like when you get likes or when you get followers and this and that, and it's like
what is that really doing for you?
Yeah, you know.
You know? Yeah. Like, where, what is that going to do for you tomorrow when you're not getting any likes?
Yeah.
Right. You know? And like, don't base your ego on it.
No, shit. And like, that's what, dude, that's why.
That's why a lot of people are so upset nowadays. It's so bad. It's sad. And it's like, that's why skateboarding is so cool and, like, it's always going to be there no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, you can always just go on your skateboard and skate on the concrete. Yeah. You know?
Well, like you were saying, you know, if you're having a bad day, you're having a good day, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Bad
like,
day.
Like, your
day.
Emotion, you know, it's very, like, I play music, and, like, if I'm, like, mad and I play guitar, it feels good. If I feel good and I play guitar, you know, it feels a certain way, you know, and it helps me push energy through it.
It releases,
and you,
like...
You have that same thing. Because you got to be present, too. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing I really like about skating this ramp is I'm present.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about, oh, shit, man, that email came here. What's going on? Oh, man, I got to do it. I'm going like, oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall down.
Yeah.
Am I doing this? Connect. It's a mind. It's a body. It's a... Yeah. You have to really pay attention to everything.
You have to pay attention.
Like, you can't think about other things. And I wish I would do that on a daily basis just with everything. You know what I mean? I wish I could take skateboarding the way when I skate, there's nothing else going through my head except for what I'm going to do, and then what I'm going to do after that trick, and what I'm going to do after that trick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And practicing my lines, making sure I get everything down, just in case there is another CDA classic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not going to happen this year.
But it will, one eventually. And just, like, things like that. But I wish I could take that, and, like, you can. I just got to learn how to do it, you know, and just take that with everything in life. Like,
just living in the present is just such an important thing.
Yeah, I'm filling up my glass of water right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to eat. We're going to go. Like, I can obviously do that kind of just, you know what I'm talking about. Like, just like with work bills, well, I need to get a new car. Like, focus on that shit. What are you going to do to get that shit?
And I think, you know, what you were talking about, like, you know, with skateboarding and just like, having a good life balance, you know, I think you got to have that. Because I see a lot of guys where they're going, I'm just going to go down the skate park and hang out all day and I'm going to get sick.
Yeah, and then think about
it. And I'm going to make $1,000 a month.
Yeah, dude.
Well, dude, you're not, you know, I mean, let's keep it real. I mean, $1,000 a month, dude, it's not that much, dude. You're going to have a hard time making it. You know, and it's just, you know, I mean, I'm just using an arbitrary number.
Don't y'all ever get tired?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you get off.
I mean, you're doing the workout the whole time. Like,
it's cardio.
Yeah.
Big time.
I'm up and down ladders all day. I'm in fucking hot ass attic spaces. I'm in, you know, crawl spaces. I'm pulling wire. I'm drilling holes. And then, like, an 8-hour day after that, I'm not going to stop, like, what I have to do from reaching my goals. You know what I mean? Just because the government has me at 8 hours a day and I got to make this amount of money to pay my fucking bills doesn't mean I'm not going to do my own shit when I get off of their time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where people fuck up. Oh, I'm too tired. Which I get it. You can get exhausted. Take your time. But don't do that shit every single day. Because, like, there's somebody out there pushing it harder than you are. Every fucking second.
Well, and I think what it comes down to, even outside of skateboarding, if it's important to you, you'll make time.
Exactly.
You know? And if I'm being honest with you, I was tired today.
Yeah.
And when you hit me up and you mentioned doing this whole deal,
yeah,
you're important to me, dude.
I know. I'm super thankful that you
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. I just, like, and I wouldn't have called you if I knew you'd be like, nah, I'm not going to do it today. You know what I mean?
Because I thought you were going to say, like, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, something like that. And you were like, 9 p.m. I'm like, did I read that right?
Like, no, it's just, yeah.
No,
I mean, I'm usually up to, like, 11. I was like, what is young kid? He's like 20. He can stay up past 11. I'm like, yeah. But it was actually, it's nice, too, because it's not nearly as hot as it was at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of like, calming down for the night, you know. He went and did all that drywall shit too.
That was interesting, yeah.
And you're just doing shit all the time, like, you're just...
I look... yes and no.
No, yeah. I mean, you're... it's cool. Like, this is our...
I look really busy.
What you're doing is, like...
The master of looking busy.
Well, the time that you take out of your day to post on your Instagram, like, and talk about that kind of shit, you know what I mean? Like, that is you trying.
I will say, since being here, watching you, what you guys post on Instagram has been so much fun for me.
Yes.
You and then Cam, right?
Cam, yeah, Cam.
He couldn't be here, but his stuff is, like, so fun. And he's, like, all over inspirational, not just skateboarding stuff, but additional stuff. And then Christian, the one that moved to Kansas City, I've, like, checked in on him a couple times. I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Are you all right? And then I'm like, okay, I'm coming through there, like, few months, are you gonna be there? So that's just a really cool connection too.
Right.
But, like, even the day that you did, so okay, when I met you guys before, I didn't see you skate.
Yeah,
it was already
yeah.
dark. This park was closed,
right.
And you guys were just in the bus taking pictures, and we were talking. So I never actually saw what you're, like, actually great at. Mm. And then I'm seeing these pictures, and I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, these guys, like, they're not just, like, skating. Like, they are skating.
Yeah, you met the...
They're crushing it.
Yeah, they're crushing it. Totally. And then, how many boards did you jump over in that one video?
So good.
10.
Yeah.
Last year I had 9, and every year I'm going to try to up it until I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that was, like...
Impressive.
Dude, that took a minute. It fucking... I was sweating. I just, like, literally looked like I hopped out of a fucking shower. My socks were soaked to my shoes. That's like. Sick.
But you just look at something, you go...
I'm going to do that.
I can do
that. And if I can't do it, I'm going to fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't... Skateboarding has no limits. There's no coach. That's why it's the best thing about it. Like... Everyone's usually.
Is there? There's no like skateboarding coaches or who?
There's
how do you learn?
Like that.
You just
YouTube.
Just watch
like,
it.
What
like,
I started off with, when I got into skateboarding, I just looked up professional skateboarders, and then I found all my favorites. I watched all of their videos as a young, and then now they're all shining and huge now.
Yeah.
But like back then, they were upcoming, like Nyjah, Alex Midler, Zion. You know, all of them were coming up. And now they're the cream of the crop. They're like kind of relaxing, but they're still crushing the shit.
Yeah.
You know, like they're their prime ages right now where like they're set. You know what I mean? And like that's what I strive for that. And then I like 3 years into skateboarding, I was at the park one day and I realized like, this is fun, dude. I don't want to do this just because I want to go somewhere one day. You know, I thought about it. Every skateboarder thinks about that. You know, they're like, when you get into it, you're like, damn, bro, like sponsor would be sick. But it's like, you see all these people out there. And then like, one day it hit me in the park. I was watching like all these kids that were like me 3 years ago. And, you know, I'm like, holy shit. I was that bad? And I was fucking asking for sponsors and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy, like, I was like, holy fuck. And I was like, after that, I was like, dude, I'm fucking, this is like, I just like doing this shit because it's fun. And after that,
well, and
I just
that's why you're good at it, dude. I mean, I've been skating a long time, dude. And the guys that are trying to get sponsored, if they get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's stressed out because work and the stress. And the guys that are having fun are the guys that get sponsored.
Yeah.
The guys that get good.
Yeah.
The guys that enjoy the process, not the destination. They're enjoying the journey.
For sure.
That's the key, man. That is genuinely one of the secrets to skateboarding, I believe, is to enjoy the process. Don't try to work towards that destination.
Exactly.
I mean, I get guys, dude, that are just like, hey, will you sponsor me? Will you sponsor me?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and I go, well, no, because you don't look like you're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is about having fun. Let's cut the shit. Skateboarding is about having fun, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're stressing me out watching you, bro. I want you to look like you're having fun, man.
Yeah.
You know? When you're skating, dude, I love you. You're one of my favorite skaters. I love the fact that you charge it, you skate fast, and you look like you're into it. Like, and those whole things, like when you did that hand plant this winter, and like how pumped up you were, and just like, that's some magic shit. You're genuinely happy. They're a big smile. Everybody's rooting for you. I mean, it's like this whole place was electric.
It was it was on fire, dude.
Yeah. And you've brought that several times to sessions, dude, because you have fun skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're one of my skaters, dude.
Yeah. And like,
you know what I mean? It's not because you know we get along because that's part of it. Well, you're definitely my boy, dude.
Yeah.
And I've got mad love for you, but you have a good time skateboarding, and that shows.
For
you
sure.
know.
Yeah, no, and that's the.
It's just a beetle. I don't
if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And that's the same thing
you're
with life. If you're not having fun with life, you're not doing it right. Do something different. You know what I mean? And it's like, I tried telling her this too, you know, like, and she skates so she understands me, but I've had multiple relationships where they get ruined because, oh, I'm at the park too long. I don't spend enough time with this and this. I don't do things. And like.
Got something cleaner.
And I'm like, hey, you gotta understand that, like, I'm gonna be doing this shit. You know, I'll be 50 years old, maybe have a company one day. And you know what? If something happens, I end up being like, if I just end up living in a, you know, living in a bus and just hanging out my whole life, because that's what I want to do, doing your dreams, because, like, you know, fuck what other people think.
Yeah.
And they're like, say, whatever, if I make money, I'm still going to be skateboarding.
Follow your
bliss. I will still be skateboarding, dude. And, like,
if you follow your bliss and you follow what makes you happy,
and
you follow what makes you feel fulfilled, then that's what happiness
exactly.
is. It ain't money. It ain't status.
Yeah.
It ain't any of those things.
And
those things will come organically.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, if you're.
They
like,
have for me.
Exactly.
Totally, yeah.
They have,
yeah.
And I've watched you progress, like, over the fucking past year, dude. We, like, this ramp has almost been up for a whole year.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy to think about.
Next month, it's going to be up a year.
I know. And Dude, it's weird to think about because it was after my birthday. We put it up to 24th.
When's your birthday?
21st September.
Okay.
So I think we put it up to 24th.
Yeah.
How many people built this?
There was four people. No, I was actually just, four. So we built the frame and then everything. And then Kyler came and he helped sheet everything and like helped us like tidy it all up.
He did some nice supervising. No.
Like, had any of you guys ever built anything?
Yeah.
Like
this? I was a framer for a while. So like, I kind of just threw out my fucking tool bags. He had a chop saw already ready for me. I was like, fucking
this is probably the 20th ramp that I've built.
My first ramp, and it's indoors, so like it's perfect, so I can fuck with, you know. It's not gonna, like this masonite, what this is called, you need this. You don't need it, but it's nice to have. This shit.
If it's a ramp that I own, you need it.
You need masonite. Like, it is the best shit. It's very slick in the beginning, so it's fucking hard riding the ramp at first.
Uh-huh.
But now this thing is like, you're seeing it at its prime right now. It's not gonna get any better than this. Yeah. Like, it is perfect right now. And it's like, it's set. Like, when we were first riding it, it was shaking a lot, but now it's like
settled in.
It's settled in, you know what I mean? And it's super
It can
cool.
use a couple supports on the back end, like when big boys ride it.
Oh yeah. I mean, we had a guy, Mikey Carpenter. He's one of the legends around here. Like, that guy's big. So he came up right here.
You even have chairs.
And like, he popped off coping right there and did a front Smith, which I don't even, you don't know that. But it's like one truck hangs on there and then one truck hangs down and then popped back in here. And that was third try.
It was some death-defying shit.
And that's like, that's insane shit, you know?
Yeah,
and it's just, good. That's the kind of energy you get from doing something like this, and that's fucking skateboarding. And it's like, it's no other better feeling.
When you nail it, don't you just like...
There's something, you black out almost.
Oh,
and it's just like the sense of euphoria, and like everyone's fucking screaming.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, dude. I've had sessions on this ramp where I didn't even really remember what the tricks that I was doing.
Yeah, I know, everyone's
until
like,
I'm driving home, and I'm like... Well, hot dogs.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit, I brought that in. Didn't I?
Yeah.
Well,
doing pretty good.
Here,
you get home and tell my wife, she'll see my frontside reverse. We're on point. She's all cool.
Does she know all the lingo?
No, she don't do. She's a great wife, so she's like, good for you, you know.
Yeah.
Right on. Super duper. Yep, they're still getting it. We're all right. Good for you.
Yeah, when she
influence on the youth, huh? Good for you.
Yeah.
When I first got here, you know, the pictures do not do this ramp justice, and everyone says that when they first see it, they're like, oh, it's just a ramp, and then you come in, you're like, oh, it's taller than me, and then you're like, oh, okay. So when I first got here and I started riding it, I was like, there's no way I can rock to fakie, which if you're not into skateboarding, that's just where you tap the board at the top, and then you come back down.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way I'm going to do that, and then I landed it, and it's just like... You just don't see it till you
And a lot of big ramps, there's a visual illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You know, how it feels and how it looks is different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
You know what I mean? I used to skate like bigger ramps, like, you know, like vert ramps as a kid. And I'd be like, oh my God, dude, this is so gnarly.
Yeah.
And then once you start riding on it, you're going, it just looks gnarly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel as gnarly.
Yeah, because when
as
I first dropped in, I was like, oh, okay. You know,
you guys make things look a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people do. Yeah. Well, I look at him and I'm like, you make skateboarding look like nothing. Like, you just step on the board and it's like a part of you now. Like, your feet are the wheels. Like, you can literally do anything.
Yeah.
And then I try to do it. I'm like, all right, I'm on the floor now.
Yeah, but
really what it comes down to, I mean, I'm such a big peddler of the, you know, the PMA, the positive mental attitude, because it is. It's all... 90% of it is here.
You gotta constantly
right in your
push
head.
Yourself, you know.
Right
you,
in your head.
You tell yourself you're gonna land the trick before you do the trick, you're gonna land the trick.
Oh yeah.
And that's
like,
happened to me multiple times. If I just am like, okay, this is it, like I'm gonna do it this time, I usually end up like getting where I need to be. But if I'm like, oh, this is scary, like I don't know if I can do this, I usually end up falling.
Yeah, the doubt. The doubt
jacks. The doubt will really just bring you down more than ever.
It does, dude. I've plenty of times where I go home and I can't sleep because I didn't land that trick.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know what it is with skateboarding, but if I don't land that fucking trick, dude, I get so upset with myself. Because I know I can do it. I know I can do it.
I'm ready to see the frontside alley-oop anytime.
Oh, I know. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Trust
let you know. We're all ready.
Well, I've been getting
Marty's ready.
I've been heavy in this ramp. Ever since this ramp, dude, I've been way
so you just have like a checklist of all the different tricks that you want to do, and you're just like, ding.
In my head, yeah. It's weird, it's a long fucking list. Like, I'm telling you, you can roll that bitch out.
Well, when you first start skating, there's like, it's like, there's a couple tricks that you should always learn before you, like, jump into tricks. So like before you kickflip, you should probably learn how to shove it or
ollie first.
Ollie first.
Actually, first learn how to ride your board. Go down the road like for a couple weeks.
And what's interesting about skating too, with accumulation of tricks like that, is you organically your fear will stop you from doing some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh yeah.
And it will. It will. You know what I mean? Like when I was rallying for the skate park, I said, "Well, it's dangerous." I go, yeah, man, it's dangerous, but people run within their ability, their fear level.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The more daring and the more confident and the more courageous you get, the higher the more balls out shit you're going to do.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean? That's what it is. And I've seen kids come down with no fear, and they'll go for it, and they'll get broke off. And boom, all of a sudden, they're like, I got fear now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. Maybe you shouldn't be dropping in the biggest thing here when you can barely ride this thing.
Yeah.
You tried it, you got broke off, and now you know where this meter is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe I need to bring it over.
It's like playing any other game, dude. You
can't
go to the next level.
Are there adults that start this? Like, are people like, oh, I'm like 50, I'm going to start skating?
Jamin.
Like, is that a common thing, or do you... I would imagine it would be easier if the younger you are, because, one, you don't have as far to fall, and two, you don't have that fear of, like... Oh shit, I gotta pay my bills and take care of my kids, and if I have a broken finger, blah, blah, blah. But.
Yeah. There are some, you know, it's
very, there are very much worry factors for sure, but it's like you kind of just block it out.
Yeah. Well, I think and then with anything, there's definitely a level of crazy that you have to do a lot of things, especially extreme sports stuff, because there is always the possibility that you're going
to
be
I'm glad you call this a sport, because it's been a battle for fucking years to have people call this a sport. And then, you know what? It's in the Olympics, so I don't want to hear anybody's shit.
But again, it's a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
to somebody, they go, it's not a sport. Well, cool, not to you.
Yeah.
Cool. You're right.
Exactly.
Well, Jay's big thing also is skate dads.
So
support skate dads a lot, you know. Support, just older
super
people getting
that.
On boards and just, trying it out, just because, skateboarding is for everyone. Like, there's these two little girls at the park
that's Kyle's.
Yeah,
Kyle's kid. Yeah,
Kyle's daughters. They're around 4 and 6 or something
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those little girls skate better than me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, they just dropped in on the bowl, the 4-foot bowl.
Yeah.
And these girls are 4 years old doing that stuff. So it's not limited to how old you are or anything that comes down to that. It's just the fact that you want to get up and do it. Put your mind to something like that.
Yeah.
Which is super cool.
I love that. And I love to, I think we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but the really pushing the skate dad thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, when I had my first kid, I was 23. And, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to get my shit together. I'm going to be just growing out the park all day. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I had this stress thing, you know what I mean? But along that whole lines, I kept skateboarding and stayed into it, you know? And I see guys when they go, hey man, I'm going to have a kid. And they're like, well, I'm having a kid. I hang out and skateboard and, I had a good run. I sure am going to miss it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
Yeah, then I see people like Angela.
Well, then I'm like, dude, here's the deal. You got to do grown-up shit now. Yeah, because you have a human you're taking care of, so you can't just bro out the park all day. You got to do stuff, but you could still skateboard, So I really try to push that idea of going, hey, man, you can have this activity that you can still do. And then when your kids get older, you can do it with your kids.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at, then everybody's going, he's a great dad.
Yeah.
Spending time with his kids.
He's spending time with his kids. It's a huge deal. I sent a package of shit. So I sent a package, a big box of stuff today to this guy, Carlos, down in Lodi, California. And he has a whole thing going on where he is stoking young kids because his daughter got into skating. And he was kind of into it, and his daughter got into it. He started going down to the skate park. Now he has this whole thing. It was Save Souls Skate Bowls is what he's calling it.
Save Souls Skate Moles?
Bowls.
Bowls.
That
makes more sense. I was like, what's a mole? I need a whole list.
Yeah.
You need to do a vocabulary list.
I'll send you a treat sheet.
People
later.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have a PDF file.
Yeah. Then the next time I come, I'll be like, oh, say it's just... Like this,
what's up with the moles?
I'm just gonna create my own trick, that's what it's gonna be called.
I love it, man. Yeah, that's right. Maybe I'll back you on it for sure. Yeah, it's called a mole now. We're doing mole grinds.
Yeah, totally.
but being able to see those kind of people, just being able to, as a dad, seeing his daughter was into it, so he's getting into it, and he's you know, stoking her out, spending time, and then other people get into it, and he's created this whole network of stuff. Now he's doing a contest down in Sacramento, and I found him online. I was like, hey, man, I called him up. I was like, hey, man, I love what you're doing. I think you're sick. I think it's rad what you're doing. I think that what you're doing is important, and I think what you're doing has merit, mm-hmm. and I think that what you're doing right now is you're influencing these kids mm-hmm. and teaching them to find their own path by just laying out a little bit of a tapestry here.
Yeah.
You know? So I want to back you up. I'm going to send you a box of shit. So I just send you a box of stuff. Here you go, dude. You know?
Well,
and just
Kyle
make sure you get this out to these kids and make sure everybody, you know, feels the love, feels the stoke,
yeah.
and feels the community.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, this dude mad, but I found him on Facebook somewhere. I'm like, yeah, I dig you, dude. My cool
yeah.
logo, Save Soul Skate Bowls, love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
next thing you know, I'm talking to him. Carlos is my boy. What's up, Carlos? How you doing, man? Oh, yeah, I'm interested, you know? yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
It's just cool seeing Kyle's daughters because not
in.
Only are they girls, but they're young, very young little girls just shredding their hearts out. And everyone at the skate park loves them because you just, like, never
yeah.
really see that, you know? And it's
yeah, if they're
like,
in my way, I move.
Yeah, and it's, like, you just so cool to see, like...
And Kyle's a great guy.
The younger generation
getting
I think
out he's
going
to come here and skate tomorrow. I think they might come.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit him up because he wants to come and hang out.
Okay, yeah, I could probably roll around a little bit. This is...
Yeah, whatever you want to do. You want to come hang out? Whatever you want to do. Just come and hang out. You know, I like
okay.
your presence here. It's good. It's
I can probably skate this without with my heel because I was kind of rolling around.
Without your heel?
Well, my heel. I bruised my heel really bad.
Want to get a picture of it? Is it still bruised up?
You
can probably get a picture of this thing.
No, it's not that bruised up. It's healing up pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Get in there.
Let me see.
You got to see that.
You might want to use the telephoto. It might smell a little
bit. Yeah, from a distance.
Distance shot. Oh, here, get this one, too. There you go. My old skate dude.
That's awesome. Does that have a name?
Magoo.
No,
yeah.
Calling it that forever.
Old man Magoo.
I love it. Okay, so I could talk to you guys or listen to you guys talk forever, but we probably should wrap this up a little bit.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts you have or anything that you didn't cover? Or how can people find you? How can people support you?
Well, I mean, if you want to look up my Instagram, it's Christian_skates. I got a lot of content on there, just me skateboarding and stuff. You can kind of like look at, you know, everything that we do, and you can see the community through my Instagram, and you can also see the community at Eustis Storytellers Club.
Yep. Yeah. Y-O-U-S-T-A, Eustis Storytellers
S-T-A.
Club. Yeah. And I have something for you, actually. So this is a gift of gratitude for everything you want. This is a trash can.
It's a trash can? Yes. I'm so excited. Are you going to skate? Well, you can't skate.
Well, I might do a couple of things.
Okay, I might do a little bit of.
So I want you to have this board to put it up.
I get bored.
Yep.
Oh,
I want you to put
man.
It up in. You got to put it up in your place though.
What does PMA mean?
Positive mental attitude.
Mm-hmm. That's a big. Jay's huge on
I'm
that.
I'm gonna
if
have to shave my legs now. I think I just got like. I was like, oh,
yeah,
the chills.
Jay's really big on that.
I am, because it's
awesome.
A huge deal, you know, to have a good attitude really is the key.
How do you hang it?
One of my favorites to hang a skateboard, you put up a little nail and then you take a shoelace.
But
okay.
You gotta put it in your bus somewhere.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I can put it on even the front dash of my bus. If,
okay.
I'll find a place. Well, can you guys sign it?
Can we put a cigarette
sure.
on the bus?
Can you on
oh,
my bus?
There.
You can't put a cigarette on.
Okay.
You
okay.
can put a cigarette on that thing. Okay,
yes,
are we done then?
Yes.
Are we done? Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you guys.
Yes.